Blog Talk Radio.
Do you know what it's like to go on a short-term missions trip? How about going on a short-term missions trip and be the minister of music? How about being a person of color and going to Africa to minister and visit for the first time? We're going to address all these issues today on Ministry Beat with my guest, Stephanie Childers, who is the music director at Allegheny Center Alliance Church. So stay tuned. The next 20 minutes will keep you connected with Allegheny Center Alliance Church.
This is the ACAC Radio Network, and welcome to Ministry Beat, a show designed to highlight the latest happenings at Allegheny Center Alliance Church, a vibrant urban congregation located in the heart of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This program will focus on the latest emphasis at ACAC known as Expanded Influence, especially the three C's of communication, campus expansion, and church planting. And now, here is your host, John Stanko.
Well, hello out there in Internet Radio Land. This is Pastor John Stanko, your host, and I want to bring Stephanie right on to the show today so we can maximize the time. Stephanie, welcome to Ministry Beat.
Hi.
It's good to have you, and it's good to have you back from Africa. All right, let's just jump in. What was it like? Just tell us your thoughts as we get started here.
You know what? Africa was absolutely amazing. That was my first time on a missions trip. It was also my first time experiencing Africa, and it most definitely was a life-changing experience for me.
Mm, yeah. Now, you went to Gabon, which is Western Central Africa, and we've had a work there for the Missionary Alliance for many, many years. But talk to us just logistically. What was it like getting ready, and what was it like the trip going over?
Initially, getting ready for it was a very stressful situation in the sense that, like, honestly, I really didn't know what to expect. I traveled overseas before, but I've never been on a missions trip, and I've never been to Africa. So it was like it was a mixture of being excited but yet nervousness at the same time.
And what was it like going over? Longer than you expected? Tougher? More grueling? Well, talk to us about the logistics, how you got there.
Logistically, it really did take a long time to get there. Going over there and ministering was easier than what I thought it would be, in the sense that, you know, the doctors that we ministered to on the retreat, they don't have an opportunity to be able to experience worship in their homeland language. So, you know, the worship part was simple. They actually really enjoyed the hymns. That was like a sweet spot for them. And one of the things that actually did go more simpler than what I thought was actually, I just anticipated, oh, Africa, that automatically means a bunch of spiritual warfare. I was just expecting a lot of that. And actually, I mean, I barely dealt with any of that at all. So I was really grateful for that.
Now, you went over with a team with Christy Wilson, who we're going to talk to in tomorrow's show, and Pastor Blaine and Lynn Workman, who have been there before. But tell us the route. How did you get there? Obviously, because it's a French-speaking nation, did you have to go through Paris?
Yes, we did. We actually started in Pittsburgh, and we flew from Pittsburgh directly to Paris because there was no direct flight from Pittsburgh going directly to Africa. So we had to fly into Paris first. Then from Paris, we had to fly into Libreville, Africa. And then once we got to Libreville, we stayed at the guest home. And then from we stayed at the guest home overnight. And then from there, we drove 8 hours to Bangalore Hospital.
Yeah. And what was packing like? Did you pack too much, too little, or was it just right?
You know, I think I packed just right. I knew... Well, I was a little nervous because I know when you travel overseas, you only need to carry a certain amount of weight when it comes to luggage and stuff like that. So I was a little bit nervous, but I wanted to also make sure that I carried everything that I needed along for the journey and that I didn't leave any important items at home. So I think I packed just right.
And what was the weather like when you got there?
in Libreville, it was pretty much like 75, 80 degrees. It wasn't too hot. It wasn't chilly at all. So it was like perfect weather. And I, from what I understand, that's their, we went during their winter season, and that's the coolest that it gets is 75. I wish we could have that in Pittsburgh.
That'd be like living in Florida without the hurricanes.
I won't hold my breath for that one.
Now, were you okay? You do so immediately. You're thrown in. You do an 8-hour drive. Tell us about what you experienced on the drive. What did you see? What were your impressions? Was it like what you thought, or just talk to us about that?
Oh yeah. So the 8-hour drive. I really, honestly, with that 8-hour drive, I was on a roller coaster at Six Flags. Because part of the road in the journey was paved, but the other part was not only dirt roads, but very, very bumpy dirt roads. And very curvy, a lot of jungle. We drove through a lot of jungle area, just very unique. So a lot of twists and turns. And like I said, I thought I was at a theme park being in that car.
And the 8-hour trip was to take you to Bungalow Hospital. And Thursday this week, I'm going to have Doug Sprague on, who's been there a couple of times, and I want to have Pastor Blaine on. But there's a hospital there that has had a huge impact in the region. Talk to us about what you experienced at Bungalow Hospital.
Yes. Bungalow, I'm so glad that we stopped there because, I mean, I think that was part of how my life got even changed. Seeing the conditions at that hospital, you know, when we're sick in America, you know, in general, we go to the hospital, even if we have to go to emergency, and we don't think anything of it. We know it's going to be sterile. We know we're in good hands with the doctors. We know there's going to be a nice facility with either air conditioning or heat in the wintertime or air in the summer. Well, there, everything was kind of like outdoors, underdeveloped, not very sterile in most of the places. Patients sharing rooms and just very hot and just very unique circumstances that I've never seen. It honestly made me very grateful. I saw a young man that was about the age of my 8-year-old son. And from what I understand, when I talked to the doctors, he was in perfectly good health just a week prior, but he was bit with a mosquito that had malaria, and he was bit in his head. So he had, as a result, malaria of the brain. And this young man was fighting for his life. His mother was with him, holding him in her arms, and all I literally could think about was my son. You know, stuff we take for granted in the States. Stuff that we don't even deal with because we have the proper immunizations and precautions and protections. We take those things for granted. They don't even have that there. So witnessing the quality of life, even the quality of the hospitals, and it really changed my life. And even also witnessing like the doctors and the nurses who have devoted their life. They left the States where they could be making thousands, I'm sure even millions, you know, caring for patients to walk in the fullness of the calling that God has placed over their life to treat these patients, truly a ministry for them, you know. And I thought, honestly, you know, my journey to ACAC, I came from Akron, Ohio to Pittsburgh. I'm thinking, oh, man, I'm leaving my family. I'm leaving my friends. You know what I'm saying? This is a big faith journey. But, like, honestly, after seeing these doctors, not just leave family and friends, but actually leave an entire continent of familiarity and go to a foreign land to do the work of Christ for the sake of the kingdom. I mean, their stories literally transformed my life.
Yeah. And, of course, you and the team went to specifically minister to them. Talk to us about the format and what exactly you went to do and where you did it and who was there and those kind of things.
Yes, so we went to like a hotel, like slash motel in Lombodia, and specifically we were there to minister to the doctors and the nurses, and they specifically we had like a routine, a daily routine every day. With they had team time. There was a time of prayer, worship. On like the last night, we did communion. I went to minister to them through worship. Christy went and ministered to them through watching, providing childcare, ministering to the children, and Blaine ministered to the entire team. Blaine and his wife Lynn ministered to the team through Preach Word. So that was a blessing. I was blessed to even feel like to have an opportunity to go with them because I felt like we really made a great team to serve them. So that was awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Now, what was you've been around the church, you're experienced. I mean, what was your sense of the ministry times? What was the theme that emerged, and just what did you see? You've already talked about the sacrifice that they make living, but what do you feel like, was there a theme that emerged or specific things that you, the team found themselves ministering to?
Yes. A few things on that. The main theme that Pastor Blaine teached from that whole entire week was serving God with joy. The theme was joy. And, honestly, before I went there, I'm thinking, what's the best way that I can minister to these missionaries? Because I'm thinking like, okay, we have a lot of different age groups, not really knowing them, not really having a history or rapport, you know, what songs are really going to resonate? And ironically, the hymns was just like a real sweet spot. It's like those hymns, those old school hymns, you know, that I grew up on, you know, really, really minister to them in such a way, more than, you know, songs that are CCM, Good Father, you know, more than Cornerstone. I mean, the traditional hymns, I mean, you saw those folks lift up their voices and lift up their hands and really lift up their worship unto God with one accord with those hymns. So I figured, hey, if this is what's going to work and this is what's blessing them, hey, let's stay in that vein and let's give them what they need to recharge them, if you will.
Yeah. How many people were involved? How many people came for ministry, do you think?
I would say about 14, 15 people, adults were there, that we nurses and doctors that we ministered to, and spouses. That includes the spouses of the nurses and the doctors as well.
Yeah, that's a long way to go for, you know, not a huge group of people. Was it worth the investment?
Absolutely. I would do it again, and I would also encourage anybody that's tuning in on this call that if you have not had an opportunity to experience a mission trip in your life, you need to go and make the investment and do that. I think every believer should be able and find a way to do that before they leave to go to heaven, because it really transformed my life. I left Pittsburgh one woman, but I came back a whole other Stephanie.
Yeah, yeah. What specifically, is there anything you can share? I always teach that when God wants to speak to you, he takes you on a trip because he takes you out of your comfort zone and you're just more aware of your surroundings. Anything specific the Lord showed you? You've already talked about the appreciation for, you know, the health care and for the sacrifice that the missionaries made. What else did the Lord show you or speak to you?
For me, I feel like God really challenged me. This was a very pivotal moment. God, through this trip, God has challenged me to be a better mother, a better worship leader, a better disciple, and just to also pay more attention to the goodness of God that's already around me. Things that I really don't, you know, I guess I've been taking for granted that I didn't even realize that I was taking for granted. Being in a country where I can go to the hospital if I need to, know that I'm going to be in good hands, you know, having an opportunity to have certain immunizations. And it was also a blessing just to go and hear God, not to have access to the internet, not to have access to the phone, being able to get away from the everyday grind and distractions, and just to sit down and hear God, to get direction just about, you know, the next move and just what he wants to do in my life and the other people around me as well.
Yeah, so I always tell people, if you go, even if you never go back, you'll be a better Christian when you get home, because you have
yes.
new perspective, and you know, you can put things that you see here into the proper context. How was the food?
The food was absolutely exceptional. I'm going to be honest. I really didn't know what to expect. As I said before, that was not my first time being overseas, and I went with my college choir about 10 years ago. And we toured in Italy and Austria, and, you know, I ate some Italian food when I did that tour, and it was nasty.
Mm-hmm.
And I left there thinking, you guys need to come to America to see how real Italian food should be cooked. But so based off of that comment, I was thinking to myself, okay, here we go. We're going to Gabon. Like, what kind of food are we getting ready to witness? You know what I mean? I was really kind of nervous on that, but I knew I was going a third. But I said, well, you know, if we got to fast on this trip, so be it. But actually, I was thinking, oh, I'm going to lose some weight going over there. I think I probably picked up some more pounds, more than what. The food was so delicious. The recipes and just the food combinations, it was amazing. I was not anticipating it to be so good.
It's not processed, and it's grown there, and they don't import a lot.
Yeah,
so it is really good. So you were there for how long?
We were there, we spent about, 3 days at the hospital. And then we spent a whole entire week at Lamborghini. So at the hotel, at the retreat.
And then you start to make your way home, but I think you made a stop on the way home.
Yes, we did. We actually stopped in Paris because we had to connect, you know, take our connecting flight from Libreville to Paris, and we also needed to go from Paris to Pittsburgh. So while we were in Paris on our way home, we actually spent the day in Paris, and that was actually a tremendous blessing because I've never gone to Paris. That's somewhere I've always wanted to go, and to end the mission trip with that type of experience, like, that was even life-changing for me to experience, you know, the Eiffel Tower and just monuments that I've heard about in school, because I took French in school, and actually some of it started to come back to me in Gabon. I felt a little bit happy. I think my French teachers from middle school and high school would be proud. So, back to
yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, yeah,
but
that's
to have
the
that
blessing
experience
of traveling.
Life changing.
Yeah, you get to do some special things, and you earned it. Now we just got a couple minutes, but since you've come home, I think we kind of had a launch last week for the local music. Tell us how that went, and tell us what we can be expecting for this year.
Oh, I'm telling you, Pastor Stenko, I think that ACAC and just the Body of Christ needs to look for an explosion. God really is moving in such a mighty way with His Holy Spirit. We launched off with our annual picnic our picnic, you know, kind of launches off, you know, the fall ministry season where the choir comes along and is preparing and will be ministering through song. And it was a blessing because at the picnic, Pastor Rock pronounced a blessing over the department. He prayed, and I felt like he preached a sermon too. And it was kind of like one of those things off the cuff, impromptu. And what was so amazing about that, it was very well received. Past weekend, in addition to that happened last Wednesday of last week. In addition to that, this past weekend we had worship and choir camp. Choir camp was very successful. We were able to get through all of our material that were most of the material that we're going to be singing this upcoming ministry season. But more importantly, we had pastors Keith and Debbie Moncrief come to minister to the praise and worship team. And it was a time of where they taught on worship. They led us in a time of worship. They anointed us, spoke into our lives, and literally I felt like refueled and recharged the entire praise and worship team and department. So much to the point that people from the department was like, oh, my God, Stephanie, I'm so glad you had them come. I feel a renewed sense of purpose in my life. I feel a renewed sense of why I'm supposed to do worship. And I just felt like even this past Sunday, worship was so explosive because of the residue of what happened. And this is just a big momentum, big major buildup. And I'm really excited about what God is doing and what God is getting ready to do through ACAC, with the music department, and just with the church as a whole. I'm really excited and looking forward to this next wind of a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, well, we are so glad you're with us, and thank you for the work that you're doing. Thanks for going all the way to Gabon and ministering to the Alliance workers who are there. And thanks for ministering
Absolutely.
To the Alliance workers who are here. And we really appreciate the work that you're doing. We're going to keep it short. I'm going to let you go, but I'd like to have you back on again a little bit more. Let our listeners hear a little bit more about who you are and your journey about how you got to ACAC. Will you do that?
Absolutely. I would be glad to.
All righty. Stephanie, thanks again. I'm going to let you go. God bless you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it. A little bit about what it's like to go on a short-term missions trip with a unique perspective that Stephanie would bring as a musician and an employee on staff at ACAC. So next show, we're going to have Christy Wilson. I'll be watching social media. I'll let you know when we have that. She's going to give her perspective on what it was like. Then we're going to talk next show after that to Doug Sprague, who's on his way over to France to be learning some French so he can minister more effectively in Gabon. And eventually we'll have Pastor Blaine on to hear his perspective of when it went on too. But this is John Stanko, your host for Ministry Beat. Thank you for listening in, and we're going to be back at you again real soon. Until then, you be about the work of building the kingdom of God. So long for now.
Thanks again for listening to this edition of Ministry Beat with your host, John Stanko. Join us again soon on the ACAC Internet Radio for more insight into and information about the Expanded Influence Initiative at Allegheny Center Alliance Church. You can also access this show by going online to www.acacreach.com. If you have any questions concerning Expanded Influence or with ideas for future shows, you can write John at john.stanko@acac.net. JOHN.STANKO. Thank you, and tell your friends about Ministry Beat.